You paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Okay, let's do the best of speed jokes. Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNradio.com. On Fridays, we play back the best of speed jokes. They're always sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number one. What do you call an empty can of Cheese Whiz? Cheese Whiz. Well, that makes sense. Here's joke of the week number two. Yesterday, a friend farmer of mine told me how his cow jumped over the moon.
Why'd he do that?
Here's a hint. Feel your fingers right now. Or your nose or your toes. Here's number three. You know how to tell the difference between a grandfather clock and a grandmother clock? By the dong. Joke away the week number four. I bought my girlfriend an elephant for her room. She said, thanks. I said, don't mention it. Right? Here's joke of the week number five. At the thieves' convention, there was a standing ovation for the guy who specialized in stealing boat parts. He took a bow. Number six, please. Hey, Kevin, I found a lion in my closet yesterday.
What was it doing in there?
He said, Narnia business. Joke of the week number seven. My friends Bob and Sue are dieting now in the new year. She suggested they have a cheat day, so she brought home cheeseburgers and fries. He brought home his secretary. Well, my goodness, here's number eight. Last night I was educating my kids about democracy by letting them vote on which movie to watch and which pizza to order. And then I chose the movie and pizza myself because I'm the one with the money. Life, that's a lesson that just keeps on giving. Here's number nine.
John, have you ever heard of Alexander Graham Bell Kowalski? He was the first telephone pole.
Speaking of inventions, William Durant was born in December of 1861, and he co-founded General Motors and Chevrolet. More importantly, he founded Frigidaire. So you know what that makes him?
A millionaire?
A refrigerator magnate. Hey, that was a double feature. Here's joke of the week number 10. What vegetable is pretty cool, but not really cool? Radish.
Uh-huh.
Is that a joke you heard before? Would you prefer if I kelped it to myself?
Maybe so, yes.
That's it. I'm kaling it a day. Oh, maybe I'm not. Here's number 11.
In the following scene, Mark Carman will portray a doctor, and John Williams will star as his patient.
Well, John, you just need to diet and exercise, and you'll start feeling better.
So, it's terminal then? Here's joke of the week number 12.
In the following scene, Mark Carman portrays a little old man sitting on a dock near the sea, and John Williams will star as a fish.
Oh, hello, little fishies. What kind are you?
Could you speak up, please? We're a little herd of herring. It's a living. And finally, here's one more joke. Hey, Mark, did you know I come from a family of unsuccessful magicians?
I didn't know that. Do you have siblings?
Yeah, 2.5 sisters. Well, I don't know if that's recency bias, but that one made me laugh. Steve, where are you going to go today?
Oh, you had me right out of the gate. That speediest of speed jokes. Cheese was.
Cheese was. That's one vote for cheese was. Lauren Lapka is going to vote for...
I love the old man in the herring, and big props to Carm on his old man voice.
We're a herd of herring. Carm, you going to vote for you?
I'm tempted to, but I'm actually what the cheese was. It caught me at the start, so that's two.
Wow. I'm going to go with the last one, 2.5 sisters. All right, producer Pete gets a deciding vote, maybe.
Take a bow.
That's the Thieves Convention. He got an award for stealing boat parts. Thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNradio.com. I'll pull just now from the joke sent in, and we'll randomly select someone to win our coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.